Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. After decades of discussions and planning, the Freiheits- and Einheitsdenkmal, or Freedom and Unity Memorial, was supposed to open for German Unity Day yesterday. But so far, only the pedestal is in place. Per cultural manager and theater director Gunter Jeschonek, the steel construction company, which was supposed to assemble the shell construction, could not meet the promised deadline. Jeschonek has been campaigning for the monument for years. He was expelled from the GDR back in 1987 because he campaigned for human rights and the right to leave the country. Over many years, he has been one of the monument's strongest public advocates. To make matters worse, when all of the individual parts of the shell are joined together, the outside temperature has to be higher than 8 degrees for construction. And the further back the delivery date moved, the less likely it became that these general conditions could be met. Therefore, the designers of the monument, Mille and Partners, decided not to complete it until next year. The public gave the monument the nickname Seesaw. The initiators of the Freedom and Unity movement, however, prefer the word bowl. It's 50 meters long, 18 meters wide, and people will be able to walk upon it. The monument will then tilt very slowly, depending on which side more people are on. Citizens on the Move is the subtitle of the monument, and it's intended to commemorate the peaceful protests in East Germany that led to German reunification. Its location is next to the newly built Humboldt Forum, the former site of the Palace of the Republic, where the GDR's evolution to the Federal Republic was declared. On average, there is a police operation every 7 minutes in Neukölln. That's just under 200 police deployments a day and about 72,500 per year. According to the police statistics, most of the missions are for theft, noise disturbances, trespassing, assaults, vehicle checks, and accidents. In a comparison of the five neighborhoods, Directorate 5, or the city center, has by far the highest number of police deployments. The neighborhood has around 160,000 inhabitants and includes areas like Reutekiez, Sonnenallee, and Hammenstrasse. Back in 2021, about 44,000 calls for service came from this area alone, while the rest of the district had around 28,000. You can find a link to the detailed statistics in our show notes. On Saturday, a 44-year-old Ukrainian woman was killed in a refugee shelter in Berlin. Her husband is suspected of her murder, and the couple's two children witnessed the crime. The older daughter, who was born back in 2005, informed security services, who immediately tried to save the mother's life. According to initial police findings, the couple got into an argument at the Alt-Hohenschönhausen shelter around noon on Saturday. And in the process, the 50-year-old man attacked his wife and fatally injured her, after which police arrested him. The family was registered in Berlin back in June and had been living in the accommodation since then. A homicide unit is investigating, while the couple's two children have been placed in the care of Child Protective Services. On Sunday, after a water pipe ruptured in Lichtenberg, three basements and an underground garage flooded. In order for the fire department to pump the water out of the underground car park, the power had to be turned off in a complete block of flats, affecting the electricity in a retirement and nursing home. However, it was not necessary to evacuate the building. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.